Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. Sometimes that's me just talking about an idea that I have in my head. Other times that's me interviewing somebody about an idea in Stoicism. I share my successes and my failures and hope that you can learn something from my experience and help improve your life. This week's episode is called Q-Tip. How often do you take other people's moods and what they say personally? And how often do you feel like you have to fix somebody else's moods? Today, I want to talk about emotional responsibility and how it can lead to a stronger sense of self and keep you from getting pulled into other people's emotional mayhem. Not to display anger or other emotions, to be free of passions yet full of love. Marcus Aurelius. So the other day I was talking with my therapist about how I feel like I'm dealing with conflict a little bit better in my life. I was talking about how I feel like I'm getting better about not trying to control or change other people's moods and emotions and how liberating that is. And in doing so, I feel like I'm able to just let other people be annoyed or frustrated or upset with me without actually having to do anything about it. And when I was talking about this, she used this great turn of phrase. She said, "Yeah, basically what you did was Q-tip. You quit taking things personally." Now, this made me laugh because I had never heard that before, but it was a great shortcut to help keep that idea in mind. If we seek social status, we give other people power over us. We have to do things calculated to make them admire us, and we have to refrain from doing things that will trigger their disfavor. William B. Irvine. So why do we find it so hard just to let other people be annoyed with us? Why do we so often feel like we have to fix how they feel? Well, for many of us, we confuse trying to fix other people's emotions with being nice. We're raised to find ways to keep the peace, and often that includes us finding ways of placating others or taking on other people's emotions. We may even take the blame for things that we had no control over just to try and keep others happy. Now, one of the hardest things that I've had to learn in my life is how not to take things personally. If someone's upset with me, I find it really challenging just to let them be upset with me. I usually try to either fix what is upsetting them, or I try to change how they are feeling by arguing with them about why they are wrong to be upset with me. And you know, that never really works. When you try to change how someone else feels about something, they often get even more upset or resentful because basically, you're just invalidating how they feel. You're letting them know that their emotions are not acceptable. I mean, think about it on the other side. Think about how you feel when you tell somebody about how something they did impacted you. And rather than actually listening to you and hearing what you had to say, they start trying to argue with you about why you shouldn't feel the way that you do. Talk about feeling dismissed and invalidated. And when someone is upset with you, it's not your job to fix their emotions. You don't need to change how other people feel. Let them be mad, frustrated, and upset with you. It's their right to feel what they feel, and it's not your place to try and change them. And the thing is it's not something that you need to take on. It's not your job to manage their emotions. It's theirs. Now, for many of us, this can be very challenging. I mean, when people are responding to you, often it has nothing to do with you, but has more to do with their trauma and their baggage. I know that when I'm upset about something, it's often because I've reacted in a way that later, upon reflection, didn't really have anything to do with what the other person did. I reacted to what they said or did in a way that had more to do with my past than what happened in the present. So our brains are constantly trying to use past data to try and predict future outcomes. And if you have lots of bad data from growing up in a dysfunctional family or suffered some kind of trauma or abuse, sometimes your responses aren't going to be appropriate to the current situation. For example, because my dad was so unpredictable, when he was annoyed about something, it could quickly escalate into something very volatile. So when someone is close to me is annoyed, my brain screams danger and will often overreact. It's gotten much better, but it has taken tremendous effort to try and reprogram those responses. As a recovering people pleaser, I often feel like it's my job to try and fix other people's moods. And a big reason for this is, like I said, growing up, I had to be conscientious of my dad's emotions because if I didn't, I could end up being beaten. I had to be on guard all the time to find ways to soothe him or make him feel happy or to keep myself safe. So does this mean that you should just be calloused and not really care about how other people feel? I mean, it's their emotions to deal with, right? Well, I think there's a fine balance between not taking on other people's emotions and being an ass. Humans are always trying to subtly and not so subtly manipulate and persuade each other. Most times it's harmless and it's often beneficial. But there are those that try to emotionally manipulate others to try and take advantage of them, blaming others for their moods or for the problems in their lives, and throwing tantrums or guilt trips are all things that I've seen people do to each other. And I've done my fair share of those as well. It's not our opinion that disturbs us. Take away these opinions then and resolve to dismiss your judgment about an act as if it were something grievous and your anger is gone. Marcus Aurelius. So how can we get better about not taking on the emotions of others and not taking things personally? By taking responsibility for your own emotional management and encouraging others to do so as well, that's probably the best way to do that, because then you're being responsible for your emotions and you have a good handle on where those lines are, and you don't need to take responsibility for emotions and actions that are not yours. When you take the blame for things that you have no control over, it does little to really solve an issue. And this also robs the other person of the chance to take responsibility for their emotions. And each of us need to be clear about what is ours to manage and what is not. The other thing is that you really can't fix somebody else's emotions anyway. I mean, the Stoics teach us pretty clearly that it's our thinking that causes our distress. And so if the other person is upset about something, it's their perspective on things that is causing their distress. And it's something that they need to figure out. What we can do on our side is support them and do our best to rein in our emotions to help diffuse situations whenever possible. We've all been on both sides of arguments where we blame others for how we feel and have had others blame us for how they're feeling. And either of these perspectives do a very good job of helping us manage ourselves and support others. When we practice being a little more dispassionate and quit taking things personally, the more we can be in control of ourselves and support others in managing their own emotions. And this helps create more emotionally balanced relationships and helps each of us be a little more kind and patient with each other. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.